This is GQDN for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. I know you love them. If you haven't tried it, go try it. It's really good stuff. swiftenergy.gg. Get the drink mixes. Go to the promo page, put in the word quest, and get 25% off of your purchase. And by stackup.org as well. They got some stuff up there too. In today's news, we got some shoes? What? What's going on with Dragon's Dogma 2 and Diablo Immortal news? But we begin today with DottieSports.com, and the Epic campaign versus Apple has now been taken up by the United States, which means the Department of Justice did file an antitrust lawsuit against Apple. And they said that the company has created an illegal monopoly over the smartphone market. Now, Epic has been very vocal about that. And Apple has been stepping back a bit because of what went on there in the UK. But this is up on Twitter. U.S. Department of Justice did say, quote, Justice Department sues Apple for monopolizing smartphone markets. And now they're quoting A.G. Garland, quote, monopolies like Apple's threaten the free and fair markets upon which our economy is based. They stifle innovation, hurt producers and workers, and increase costs for consumers. If left unchallenged, Apple will only consume to strengthen its smartphone monopoly. Further quote, enforcing the law protects consumers from high prices and fewer choices. That is the Justice Department's legal obligation. That is what the American people expect. That is what they deserve. That was up on X. Now, they also provided a press release talking about the lawsuit because they're saying that Apple, quote, undermines apps, products, and services that would otherwise make users less reliant on the iPhone, promote interoperability, and lower costs for consumers and developers. So this thing gets bigger and bigger. Yes, it does. Now, we get to some video games because we know that there's a convention going on. Yes, we do. And NVIDIA was there. PC Gamer did say that the CEO of NVIDIA said Jensen Huang did say that we could see AI games, AI-generated games, in less than 10 years. So, Huang did have a Q&A session at the NVIDIA GPU Technology Conference there this past week, and they were talking about the latest Blackwell AI chips. Well, it wasn't just the rest of his laurels, obviously, but they also did provide some glimpses for his predictions of the future of AI generation in gaming, and that was with an interview with Tom's Hardware. So when he was asked how close we are to the world where we could find the AI games on consoles and PC, he did respond, quote, I think it's less than 10 years away, in 5 years from now. You're probably right in the middle of where everything is changing in real time, and everybody's going, oh, look at that, this is happening. And so you just got to decide, are we 2 years into it, into that 10 years? Probably, and we're probably already 2 years into it. And so I would say that within the next 5 to 10 years, somewhere in between, it's largely the case. So what do you guys think? Think he's right? Or do you think he's wrong? Let me know up on Twitter at Joe Brums. Now we got some sad news. The Eurogamer did say that Media Molecule had laid off some people, but they also laid out some plans for what else is going on there. They made the game called Dreams. And what they said in a blog post was they're going to lay off the curation team in the spring. And that's following last year's news of consultation process at the studio. Here's what they wrote. Quote, we want to be as transparent as possible with you on this. End quote. Now they're also going to end the live support for Dream Surfing Playlist and Dream Shaping Creation Workshop in the middle of April, so about middle of next month, because it will, quote, coincide with the launch of new playlists alongside Spotlight of Dreams Recommender playlist, providing tip-top recommendations based on what you've recently played in Dreams. Now they wanted to transition Dreams into a, quote, self-sustaining platform, end quote, because that could be, quote, helping to filter new creations through to the regular Dreams players while creators reach their deserved audience for the games, animations, music, and everything in between. And that could happen. Now, GameSpot did say that Diablo is now primed for its Immortal. So basically, the mobile game Diablo Immortal will have Diablo in it. So Blizzard did say that they will reintroduce Diablo himself. So the big boy Diablo might bring some new classes with him when he shows up. And there might be some overhauls to the Paragon system, along with a new storyline that would give some backstory to Deckard Cain. And that's all part of Diablo Immortal's 2024 roadmap. So GameSpot did have a chance to talk to Diablo Immortal executive producer Puyen Yao and the lead game designer Scott Burgess about what will be coming up. So in the 2.3 update coming in 6 days, you will see an update called The Age of Unmaking, because Diablo got his hands on the Worldstone Shard, giving him the power of creation. And he's not wasting any time, because he created the, quote, Nightmare Realms, end quote, all throughout the world of Sanctuary. Now, GameSpot did show some of the roadmap of what would be coming, and they did show where the new class would come in, which looks like about between late March to early April. And you will see the Worldstone Quest Part 1 in July, a new co-op mode. And the Worldstone Quest Part 2 will be much later this year, October to December, along with a new zone and some new bosses. So we'll see what happens there. But Burgess did say that, quote, this is about Diablo, of course, he's arguably the most popular character in the game. He's been nearly all the Diablos. He didn't make it to Diablo 4, but he was mentioned. He's a cornerstone of the franchise. That is why we wanted to tell the story. He's everywhere. He's popular. What's he all about? What's at the core of his motivation? Deckard Cain, we can get to see in this mode, is obviously younger and a little more strapping and willing to help out with these fights. He is also a bit more skeptic. He's not really sure about the darker side of Sanctuary at this point of his life. And this is him coming to understand and becoming the man in the pre-D4 games, end quote. So, once again, if you like that one, go check it out. Now, IGN did say that Larian Studios will not make a Baldur's Gate 3 DLC expansions and won't even make Baldur's Gate 4. That's at the Game Developers Conference, and that was today. So Larian Studios, Sven Vinke, I screwed up the name, I know, sorry, but he dropped some bombshells revealing that the developer isn't planning to release any expansions or DLC for Baldur's Gate, not even Baldur's Gate 4. What he said was Larian is planning to move away from Dungeons & Dragons to something new, and they're leaving the IP to the publisher, Wizards of the Coast, put it in their hands. Now, he was talking to IGN, which is where the article's from, at Gamescom 2023, and that's where Tom Butler said they had some, quote, discussions, end quote, on doing more stuff for Baldur's Gate 3. But that has come to an end. Dragon's Dogma 2, that's coming tomorrow, will be available on NVIDIA's GeForce. And it is there now. WCCF Tech gives us the story. And if you want to play it on PC, NVIDIA's GeForce has it. So you can play it. So we know that this is on PC. It's also on PlayStation and Xbox. Game comes out tomorrow, if it's not out today. I forget my dates. I do. I forget my dates. But that's okay. You know you will be able to play it. there might be some new Unreal Engine. PC Gamer did say that Unreal Engine 5.4 will be coming, because Epic did deliver its annual keynote at the GDC 2024, and they had the State of Unreal address, because there was a lot of demos showing off the graphics and improvements and all that stuff. In fact, they showed a surprise look at Marvel 1943, Rise of Hydra, along with some facial animations and some nanite-based effects. And when Simon Tungeo, which is the Epic's Vice President of Engineering for Unreal Engine, got up on stage, he started to do the tech talk for the optimizations of Unreal Engine 5.4. Now, the State of Unreal is up on YouTube, so you have to find that. If you got the GQDN show notes, you'll be able to find that there. So, that is coming. But what else is coming? Oh yes, the Xbox Free Play Days. Only four games: Dragon Ball FighterZ and Battlefield 2042. And they'll be available this weekend for the Xbox Game Pass Core and the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate members, or Game Pass Ultimate. So you'll be able to play from Thursday, March 21st, 12:01, to Sunday, March 24th, 11:59 p.m. Now, at that same time, two other games, both are South Park: The Fractured Butthole and The Stick of Truth, will be free for the Xbox members, but it only has a 5-hour gameplay trial. Both games have a 5-hour gameplay trial. Know that. Now, the free to play for the weekend, but you can still buy them. That is up on Xbox Live. Dragon Ball FighterZ, $60. Battlefield 2042, I believe, is free to play. South Park: The Fractured Butthole, $50. And South Park: Stick of Truth is now under $8. So go check them out. While you're doing that, you can go get yourself a pair of shoes. Yeah, I saw it on TheVerge.com and Converse. They're making their D&D collection. It's all for Dungeons & Dragons. So, yep, there you go. And they're all done in different colors. They even made some hats. So, yeah. So, they're on the Converse website. And they're $60. That's the high tops. The loafers are $55. Hats are $35. T-shirts, a bunch of stuff. Well, some are $110, but you get the picture. They're all limited edition, so go check that out. While you're doing that, you can go check us out at thegroupquest.com. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Forget the shoes. Go play some games, people.